We are backstage at the Hydro with all three of the Take That guys. Thanks for joining us, guys. Really appreciate it.
Welcome.
Because I was just saying, when I come in, if it was me for a big gig like this, I would be up to Hydro. Does this help you get your mind off it? Or?
I think that's what it is, really. It's nice to be busy, because I think if we sat around, we were kind of pacing the room, you know. So it's nice to speak, and we're really proud of the show and excited about performing here up in Glasgow. So it's all good. It's good.
It's a residency. Last time you guys were on, we spoke about whether to do a stadium or an arena, and you were asking. I said, "Oh, you've got to do a stadium, arena. You'd have to do like five or six nights." And here we are doing five nights.
I don't think we mind that. I mean, it's quite nice to be based somewhere, and you get a feel for the town, and you get a feel for the audiences, and also this is a fun show to do. And it's a little bit more, even though it's big, it's more intimate than any show we've done for the last 7 years. So it feels right. I think it's right for us to come indoors again.
Well, it gives you a chance when you've got a few days, you can unpack your bags. And I hung my jackets up and, you know, put my undies and my socks in the drawer.
That's organised, Mark.
I know, it's organised. Well, I was here and I thought I'm gonna settle in.
But am I right saying this is the first time you and Howard have played the Hydro? But Gary, you played our Clyde One Live gig here, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So no, it's a great place, isn't it?
It's beautiful. It's purpose-built, because the SEC is more for conferences, isn't it? But this is for, like, concerts.
You've heard the sound's amazing here. Is the sound good, Ig?
Yeah. I think you've needed this here for a long time, and I think that when I see the people who've played it already, I'm not surprised. It's now on the map in the UK as one of the best shows to play.
Yeah, Prince out there, Madonna's playing here soon. You guys, obviously, you're right. Glasgow did need somewhere like this, because all the bands that we speak to, and you know, I've been doing this for about 25 years, all the bands that come in say Glasgow audience one of the best
that's
in the
right.
world. So they can't all be wrong.
Yeah, no. That's right. And for us, you know, we're always asked, where do we want to start? And it's funny, because traditionally we've often started in the northeast, because we find the north end of the country, the louder the audiences
is that right?
are.
The further north
and so when we were offered Glasgow to start, it was like, no question, let's do it.
So people coming along to the show this week, what are they going to see? What kind of treat are they in for?
Well, like I said earlier, I'm really proud of the show we put together. I'm excited for people seeing it. We've been rehearsing for a couple of weeks now, not really with an audience, so it's going to be nice to have an audience. But I think the energy is really good. We've tried to fill it with surprises, and there's lots of colour. If they haven't seen the Take That show before, I think it'll blow their minds. And if they have seen one before, I think they'll go, hopefully anyway, they'll say, you know, it brings back. It's as good as what they've seen before, you know, in the past.
It's actually going to be a wake-up call, having a crowd in for once. Well, all this time we've been rehearsing without a crowd, it's going to be amazing.
How much rehearsal goes into it? I mean, there have been weeks and weeks of going through the show, going through
Well, I think you can go right back to the, well, not rehearsals, but the actual seed of the show, which is when you're actually writing the music for the album. You go back to there where you start having ideas for certain songs, and then you develop them over a year.
You think about that when you're writing
songs?
Yeah,
you're thinking about it all the time. Whatever you do, you're thinking about. So it starts from back then, and then obviously you need massive advance notice to actually start building the stage. So all that's got to be developed. So it's a really long process.
One of the thrills for us touring is to sit down with a pen and paper and write down the songs that, not the songs you want to do, but also the songs you have to do. And it's such a treat now to look through our set list and see it's, you know, it's 25 years of hard work, but it's some of the tunes on there, they're just great to play every night.
How do you do that, though, Gary? How do you say, all right, I'm going to have to pick that one instead of that one? I mean, that's a hard process that you obviously, all three of you have to be agreed on.
I think also it causes problems, because you've got that many songs that we've done over the last 25 years, and it's kind of like, well, which ones do you throw off?
Yeah.
It has this with this set list, probably more so than I remember in the past, it has changed a little bit here and there, and we've tried things and that's not felt right. I think a lot of it's how things feel. It was about 2 weeks ago when we did a run through. I think it was the first run through with a band, and we all went, that feels right now. It was the first time we all kind of went, okay, I think we've got it.
Look, will you be spotted about Glasgow throughout the week? Because obviously you're going to be staying here, will you be stuck in the hotel room, or will you be out and about seeing the sights?
We'll probably be stuck in the hotel a bit, but you know what, we're staying in a beautiful place.
Yeah. I mean, and the ladies are coming up as well, and they've been told that there's some amazing vintage shopping in Glasgow.
Nice, and we've got Howard's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, well congratulations.
Yes.
So will there be a celebration for that?
Will you be a big party.
Big party. And Gary's organised bingo for Wednesday.
Perfect, that's going to be great.
Wow. Lots of nuts, drinking loads of water on my birthday, and a few apples.
Well, if you need a bingo caller, guys, you know where I'm. Listen, have a great show tonight. Thanks. So thank nice you. To catch up with you all, and best thank of luck you. With the tour.
Bless you. Thank you.